At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Good morning once again, radio family. Happy weekend. Welcome to another edition of Community Focus. It's heard every weekend here on our Odyssey stations. And as we do embark on a brand new year, it is also a great opportunity to say thank you, radio family, personally, for all the wonderful things you have done in our communities in 2021 and looking forward to wonderful conversations. And today happens to be the day with which to do so. I get to welcome my very first, newest member of the Community Focus family, and you're already family, Chrissy Faison. How are you? Good morning and welcome to our public affairs program.
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely, Chrissy. And thank you for being on the program. We do have an exciting conversation to get underway in that you happen to be the founder of what's known as the Lean Back Foundation. And so we're going to get the particulars with you on that. But if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to our Community Focus family.
Sure. So, I mean, again, my name is Chrissy Faison, and I am also the owner of the Lean Back.
Wonderful.
Of Lean Back Soul Food Catering Company. It is the greatest catering company on earth. I did transplant here from Illinois. I came here because I enrolled in school at A&T. I did graduate, Aggie Pride.
Yes.
Yeah, and I came and then I never left, you know, so wow. the climate and the weather was good to me. So,
you know, and I thought about that too, Chrissy, because obviously we are in the midst of a winter season, and you have likely found this out about the state of North Carolina since coming here to go to school at A&T and since you have lived here. We seem to go through all four seasons in a matter of minutes or hours. I think that was the case with our very first snowstorm of 2022. We were very warm the weekend prior in like the near 80 degree mark. And then Monday, we had our first unofficial snow of 2022. And likely growing up in a place like Illinois, obviously winters there, you see a lot more snow in Illinois, I'll put it that way, than you likely will see in North Carolina.
Yes, in North Carolina, the entire state shuts down.
Exactly.
And a little snowflake comes from the sky. And I've always, like, even throughout the years, even though I'm here, I always just look at everybody like, are y'all serious?
Right, right.
Just one snowflake.
And I think that's the typical expression with most persons who are not originally from North Carolina, but they do call North Carolina home over a period of time. We always seem to have that routine. With inclement weather, it's go to the grocery store, get bread, water and milk. I don't know why that happens to be the top three on most shopping lists.
Every time.
That's the go-to. And I mean, it's really crazy sometimes that when you try to go and you see empty shelves at the grocery store.
It is nothing
store.
Like it.
I know,
nothing
absolutely,
like it.
Absolutely.
Some milk and there's none there.
Right. But Chrissy, obviously there was something about North Carolina, like you said, that allowed you to want to remain here, especially after your college days as an Aggie at North Carolina A&T State University. Now, was A&T your first choice when it came to choosing schools to attend?
So I actually was going to come to Shaw University in Raleigh.
Yes.
But we had just gotten back from, we had actually came down for vacation here. It was for the I forget what it's called, but it was basically a church convention, and okay. It was down in Charlotte. So when we came back, my neighbors across the street were like, hey, congratulations, we heard you're going to go to Shaw University, but I don't think you're going to like it. And they gave me reasons why, and I said, okay. And then they were like, well, I want you to apply to A&T. And wow. I literally applied and then found out I got back in maybe a couple weeks later. And so that's how I ended up at A&T.
What a backstory. Isn't that something? And like you said, that Aggie pride being a graduate of North Carolina, one of the finest HBCUs in the country, if not on the planet. Well, wow, very, very good. And I mean, you know, we shout out to all of our HBCUs, but definitely to North Carolina A&T State University. Now, let me get back on track, my dear. Let's get back to your cater.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Catering Company. When and how did the foundation actually come into play for you?
So I was doing a lot of community work or through the catering company. Mm-hmm. So it was one of the very first things I did through the catering company was I started the Lean Back, Give Back Thanksgiving Affair. And I started that in 2019. I finally got it off the ground in 2018. And what I was doing there was basically it was a community event, but it was mainly geared towards feeding the homeless Thanksgiving dinner. So I would pay for that through catering company funds. And we would do that every Thanksgiving, and we would bring the people out. This past year, 2021, that was the biggest and the greatest one yet. And, of course, it's only going to get bigger.
Oh, absolutely.
But this past year, I did a live artist. I did we still prepared a nice hot meal for people to come out and eat. We had a jump house. We had activities for the kids. The fire, Winston-Salem Fire Department came out. We had a lot of volunteers. It was awesome. So the next thing I felt like I needed to do was I needed something for the kids.
Right.
So I started the Lean Back Kids Cooking Club. So I'm still doing all these things, and yes, I'm getting donations, but mm-hmm. all of this is still under the catering company. So through one of my meetings for the Give Back Affair, someone said, why don't you just go ahead and start the nonprofit?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, you can get some more money, you know. Stop giving away all your money. I'm like, oh, all right. So I went ahead and started the nonprofit, the Lean Back Give Back Foundation. I went ahead, did that, got 501c approved, 501c3 approved, and all that great stuff. So basically now I can do all of my missions under the foundation and then separate from the catering company too.
That is wonderful, Chrissy, and thank you for sharing that. A lot of great things, and you mentioned the Lean Back Kids Cooking Club, which we're going to get into mm-hmm. the particulars of that as well. But kudos to you, because last year, to be able to do everything that you did in the wonderful way that you were able to give back to the community, of course, you made safety a priority because, of course, we're still in the midst of a pandemic, but to mm-hmm. be able to still give from the heart, and particularly to do it with what you love doing most, and that is being with members of the community. So thank you for that. Now, let me ask you this one last question before we go to our first break of the day. How did you come up with the name Lean Back? Is there a backstory with that?
So when I started the catering company, I needed a name.
Right.
And I'm still working my day job, but I was also watching TV while I was working my day job.
Uh-huh.
And this is back in the past because I no longer have that day job catering as full time. But anyway, I was watching TV and it was on the Travel Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still trying to think of a name. And this lady, she's talking about some food at a buffet that she's had at Las Vegas. And she's like, oh my God, that food's so good. I just need to lean back. And my eyes got so big, and I was like, oh my God, that's my name. Lean Back.
I love it.
Food.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, where did your love for food in general or just cooking in general come from?
As something I was always interested in, and I remember doing little cooking classes when I was a child, but it really caught on more. Like during college when we were having the fabulous parties and things like that. And I would be the one cooking for my friends.
Wow.
And so that's when I, you know, really started to get into it. And mm-hmm. then once I didn't really find work in public relations here, mm-hmm. I had to figure out like, what do I really want to do? Like, because I'm working a 9-to-5 that I don't really like. I'm just going through life.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? And so that's when I just decided mm-hmm. to go ahead and start the catering company.
Well, wonderful. And as the expression goes, the rest is history. Because I don't know what the age difference, Chrissy, is between the two of us. But when I was in school, we used to have like home economics for some of our old school heads. Yeah, that was back in the day. And that's how, you know, for those of us that wanted to get into that particular line of work, perhaps being a future chef, or like yourself, getting into the catering business. I remember those classes. I was horrible at it. Hence why I don't, you know, hence why I do radio as opposed to cooking. But you definitely are in the love of your craft. So kudos to you, to what you do. And let me take this opportunity, Chrissy, to officially welcome you to the Community Focus family.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And I'm enjoying our conversation. We are off to a very lovely start. And what a great way to kick off 2022 with the newest member of our Community Focus family and Chrissy Faison. Again, she is the owner and CEO, shall we say, Chrissy, of Lean Back Foundation. We're going to learn more about you and particularly what the mission and goal is. So that's going to be my question to you coming out of the break. But in the meantime, radio family, please, as we like to say in this business, stick and stay. There is much more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, and it will continue right after this. And it is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus, welcoming those of you who may just be joining us and saying thank you. You've been with us since the beginning of the program. Community Focus, our public affairs program, heard every weekend and right here on our Odyssey stations. I'm Renee Vaughn. Thank you, radio family, for the great company. And of course, that includes the company of members of our Community Focus family. The newest member of 2022 happens to be the owner and CEO of the Lean Back Foundation and Chrissy Faison. Thank you for joining me for the second half of the program. Well, as promised, the first question I wanted to ask you, explain to us or share with us, what's the mission or goal of the Lean Back Give Back Foundation?
Okay. So my ultimate goal, even, you know, while I was just starting out cooking, was always, because it was always so hard for me to find a kitchen that I could use.
Right.
So I can cook legally. I've always done it legally. And so, but I went through, you know, different programs that kind of taught me businesses and things like that. So it's good that we have those resources. So absolutely, one of my ultimate goals was to have like a community building. And in that community building, I would be, you know, giving opportunities to other women who were maybe struggling to get started, didn't really know what to do, what paperwork to fill out, things like that. So that's why when someone told me, like, go ahead and get that nonprofit started, that's why I was like, okay, so let me go ahead and jump on it. So that's basically, you know.
Excellent, Chrissy. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you for being one of the many trailblazers, because not only as the owner and operator of the Lean Back Give Back Foundation and your catering business, but thank you for being a representation of entrepreneurship that not only represents women, but especially women of color. Because I know we have a large majority of our listening audience that fit that particular criteria. And I love having conversations like this that can be a stepping stone for younger members of our community who are listening to programs such as this, who have or may have a similar desire such as yourself to get in this line of work. So again, I want to thank you for being one of the many trailblazers that has been such an important impact, if not a part of our community. So really appreciate you for doing what you're doing. How has the feedback been for you thus far since you've had the foundation?
The feedback's great, especially because right now my focus has been on working with the kids.
Right.
So, and it's free. So everybody who's interested, who's got their kids interested, didn't even know their kid might be interested because they said, hey, you're just going to go here. Yeah. You're going to see how you like it. And they're enjoying it. And absolutely, so, you know, I've got people watching what I'm doing as of right now with the kids. Wonderful. And the feedback has been great.
Wonderful. And look what you did there, Chrissy, because that was going to be my next question. So let's transition into telling us a little bit more about the Lean Back Kids Cooking Club. That sounds like fun. Now, this is geared toward kids of what age, if any?
This is geared kids of the ages 6 to 13.
Great. Great.
Yes.
And they're at that impressionable age where, you know, especially as a parent, I don't know if you are. I am not, but I do remember days of loving to be in the kitchen with either my mom or my grandmother because they were the real cooks. Unfortunately, that cooking gene didn't exactly get passed down to me. But it's just the memories. It's the wonderful memories that when you're that age and you get an opportunity to help, you know, a parent or a grandparent bake a cake or fix a main dish. And it's really wonderful that you're gearing it towards the 6 to 13-year-olds. Now, you said you also work with disadvantaged women. Tell us a little bit about that.
So that's more towards the how do I want to help the women get started into, you know, whatever they want to do in the culinary field. There's so many things, whether they want to do a product line,
right,
whether they maybe want to do cooking classes, maybe they want to start their own catering company. It's geared towards those. And I use the term disadvantage because I don't know what their issue is, but either way, they're disadvantaged. They need help. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm using the term disadvantage. And a lot of the times it is minority women who are disadvantaged. It could be someone who's not minority that's right. disadvantaged only because of something they went through, mm-hmm. but they're having a disadvantage. So that's why I like to use that term when referring to them. But in culinary world, it is male dominated.
You know what? You are just spot. You're spot on with that because that was actually going to be an aside question. I had thought about that. What is it like for you as a woman, particularly a woman of color, that is in a line of work that is the majority of it is male dominated?
Mm-hmm. And for me, it's fine because I just look at them like I'm going to do my thing. I'm still going to, the people still going to lean back. I'm still going to cook. But they have this arrogance about them, some of them, and I'm just, you know, it just goes in one ear and out the other, and I continue to do my thing, and I'm going to continue to rise. But it's definitely, like, even in a cooking class, right. I'm telling you, I have majority boys.
Wow.
So I'm like, come on, you guys, bring your girls in so they could learn to cook, too. But I don't know why. It just, we need some more women in the field.
Right, absolutely. And I understand the sigh. Believe me, I do. But it's really a great outlet, not only as we were talking about the kids. I can only imagine the feedback that you get from younger ones and also working with disadvantaged women. There are likely a lot more similarities in terms of when we look at the art. Because I think sometimes, and particularly if we do cook on a regular basis, just imagine how much your creative juices flow when you can put a recipe together, whether you're doing it from scratch or perhaps you're following a recipe that's been handed down generationally or whatever the situation may be. For some people, it is an art form. Just as with anything else they particularly do in life, it's a passion. And you've taken a passion for cooking and you've turned it into this wonderful foundation that really does give back to the community.
Yes, absolutely. So I don't have kids. I don't have kids right now.
Right.
But being able to pass down the recipes that I created, like the soul roll, because that's how really I came up with the idea for the cooking club. One of the local schools asked me to come spend some time with their second graders, and so I taught them how to do the soul roll, the mixture of rollers, and they like really have a blast. And then like even like some of my clients who I always like, I love to call them family. They're like, my daughter, my son wants to come hang out with you in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, cool.
Nice.
And so that's why I was like, wait a minute, let me go ahead and get them involved. Let's start the cooking.
Absolutely.
So then they can learn how to make the food when I don't want to cook. They can cook for their families themselves.
Absolutely. And can you imagine how many moms and dads, when they listen to you say that, grinning from ear to ear when they have a son or daughter that just says, hey, let me handle this. I got this. And that's really great. And I think it's an excellent teaching tool, too, to help our kids to become self-sufficient. Because as they get older, and very much like you and I, when we go away to college, we don't have the kitchen at the house. You know, we have to kind of get creative, and we may not always have that opportunity to get, you know, food on the yard or whatever the case may be, you know. Mm-hmm. And really, that's around the time, particularly for young persons, where they do discover whether or not they have some actual cooking skills. If they already had learned it from the house, they can generally take it away with them when they typically do go off to school. I'm trying to picture, Chrissy, as you were mentioning earlier, being able to be around, you said 2-year-olds, correct?
No,
or second grade, second grade, I'm sorry.
They were second graders.
Yeah, second grade, I'm sorry. I knew there was a 2 in there somewhere. But to actually see the looks on their faces when you were teaching them how to make those soul rolls, you know, breaking the process down of how you get to that finished product. And of course, the best part is being able to actually taste your creations when you get them together. Now, let me ask you this question. What do you enjoy cooking the most? Do you have a particular favorite food that you like to cook or prepare?
Well, you know, it's funny because people will probably assume that I'm going to say soul food. However, I love to just make a good old-fashioned turkey sandwich.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if it's because I'm in the kitchen all the time cooking for all these great people, but when I come home, if I can just get me some brioche bread or something or some turkey, I'm perfectly happy, and I'm going to just sit back and relax to eat that sandwich.
Wow. You know what, Chris? I will have to be honest. I wasn't expecting to hear such simplicity from someone who is a professional gourmet chef, but I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, is there a particular dish that originally, when you first prepared it, was a little bit difficult for you? Anything that comes to mind?
Nah, not really. I'm trying to think if there was something I was just like, I think maybe because I did a vegetarian wedding last year, and so everything had to be vegetarian.
Right.
And one of the things that she requested was eggplant rollatini.
Ooh.
And I was just like, what? Eggplant rollatini?
Right.
Okay.
What is that?
So I'm Googling it, and I said, oh, that's it. So I learned some things about salt in the eggplant and things like that. But the dish turned out great, and everybody loved it. But it also gave me room to add more vegetarian and vegan items to the menu because of that wedding and because of their request.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, because we are at the beginning of a brand new year, and many people make those resolutions, one of them is to change their eating lifestyle. A person that may not originally have been healthy the year prior wants to get off to a better start. And I love the fact that you take that into consideration, especially when you're catering for large parties, the importance of what your clients or your guests would like to have. And if they give you the thumbs up, that's absolutely a great thing. And one thing I wanted to touch on too earlier when you were talking about, you know, being a part of what's typically considered a male-dominated field. Do you, by chance, because you are a chef, do you watch cooking shows? Do you find yourself doing that and kind of critiquing as you watch or thinking to yourself, I can make that?
Yeah, it was one of the shows that I used to watch all the time. I don't really have time to watch TV a lot now, but I used to love to watch Top Chef on Bravo. I watched every season.
Good show.
And I love to see people that look like me on that show. And I will watch, like Carla, I will watch. And I'd be like, oh, my God, this is so, I can do this. So, that was one of the, I didn't really watch, like, a lot of the Gordon Ramsay shows.
Right.
He yells a lot. I can't do the yelling.
Yeah.
But I do.
Don't
I like
blame
to
you.
Watch the, yeah. I do like to watch a lot of cooking shows because it does help you think of ideas and things, things like that. So.
Yeah. And it's a really great way to expand your already existing craft. Well, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Chrissy, I'm really enjoying my conversation. I want to take this opportunity to welcome those who may just be joining us. Thank you, radio family. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations, engaged in wonderful conversation every weekend. And today it happens to be the owner and operator of the Lean Back Foundation, Chrissy Faison, joins me, Renee Vaughn. Now, as a chef and a caterer, Chrissy, why do you consider this work to be very important, especially as you're sharing your gift with others in the community?
Well, on the catering side, I, I feel like it's important because I just feel like everybody needs to have seasoned food. And I myself get tired of going to restaurants and getting food. And I can tell that you barely put salt and pepper in it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that the people deserve seasoned food. So that's why it's important on this side. I'm going to always say season your food, guys. On the community side of it, on the give back, on the foundation side of it, it's important because people need to know that they don't necessarily need to be stuck and not going for their dreams just because that they don't know how.
Right.
So that's what I'm here to do. That's what I want to do, is to help people get their ideas off the ground. I don't like people to be taken advantage of. Like, I have a friend who does clothing, she does shirts and things like that, and she wanted to get an LLC, and somebody was going to charge her $400 to help to do her LLC for her, to mm-hmm. do the application. I'm just like, what? So I went and dropped off her food, and then I sat down and I said, now we're going to do your LLC right now. We did it in 5 to 10 minutes. There's no reason why anybody should be paying anyone $400 to do a simple application that takes 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm kind of smart when it comes to this business yes. thing. So I just like to pass it on down to everybody else.
And Chrissy, let me add, you're a very good friend. That was wonderful what you did in helping your friend with that particular endeavor. Now, in the years that you have been a chef and caterer, what's the most exciting event that you have ever catered, or something that you're looking forward to doing down the line?
So I'm trying to think of the most exciting. I know down the line I'm going to cook for Beyonce.
Uh-oh.
That's going to happen. I'm speaking it into existence. I do it all the time. Everybody
right.
gets tired of hearing it. I'm going to cook for Beyonce, okay? I think I want to say the most exciting events are probably, I'm going to say the Thanksgiving affair that I do, mm-hmm. and especially this last one, because that was absolutely amazing, and I can't wait for it to do it again next year,
yeah.
Because I'm cooking for the food, and the people really, they really love it. They're just like, I'm just not just giving them out, like just,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, something simple. I'm giving them lean back food that's seasoned just the way that I would serve it to somebody who paid for it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like to do it that way too. Everybody can't afford to pay for my food sometimes, but I do believe that everyone has.
Well, again, I thank you for your entrepreneurial spirit, and definitely something that the community appreciates you doing. And I'm sure they look forward to it being an annual event with you giving back the way that you do. And Chrissy, let me add that if I am still in this line of work that I do in the media, I will be so excited to say, yeah, Beyonce's chef, her head chef, her top chef,
that
Chrissy
part.
Faison. Yeah. I knew her back in the day.
That part.
So, yes, absolutely. So looking forward to hearing more and exciting things about you, my dear. Now, if people do want to get in touch with you, either mm-hmm. donate or volunteer, how can they contact you?
So it's very easy to contact me, especially social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. It's LBGB Foundation on Instagram. And then on Facebook, it's the Lean Back Give Back Foundation. You can also go to the website, www.leanbackgiveback.org. There you can sign up to volunteer, and you can also donate. And on the catering side, it's just Lean Back Soul Food. Everything's Lean Back Soul Food. Google it, it'll come up.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Well, Chrissy, thank you so much for everything that you shared. Is there anything in closing thoughts or remarks that you'd like to share with our listening audience here on Community Focus?
I don't know, just thanks for having me. If
Absolutely.
You think you have some kids who might be interested in coming to the Lean Back Kids Cooking Club, go ahead and sign them up. It's open. It's free, and we're opening enrollment right now. All the information is on the website.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I wish I could be 6 to 13 right about now. I could be. Now, would you happen to have something maybe in future for us big kids at heart, for us adults that may want to look forward to taking a cooking class with you?
Actually, yes. I am. So great. I want to, but you guys are going to have to wait just a little bit longer.
Understand.
I want to do something for the teens too. So
oh, wonderful.
After I get the teens good, then we'll start working on you adults.
Excellent. So you know what that means, Chrissy? That's an open invitation to return to the program. Because as I always like to say, whether you're the newest member or you are a regular member of our community-focused family, the door is always open. There are no goodbyes with me, Chrissy. I like to say just until next time. But again, yeah. I want to officially welcome you to our community-focused family. And again, thank you for everything that you have done in the community. Now, how long have you lived in the Carolinas since you graduated from A&T?
So I graduated in 2006, so I've been here ever since.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about 2006, and here we are in 2022, that's nearly 15 years ago. Does it seem like time has flown by since you've been here?
Yes, it
does. Yeah.
Because I feel like it was just yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so it's just the fact of getting used to, especially when we sign things. And for those of us that are still writing checks or anything money oriented, got to remember to put the correct date on there.
Yes,
absolutely. Exactly. Well, Chrissy, I wish you continued success. Only the best for you, dear. And again, like I said, I look forward to hearing more wonderful things about you. And welcome once again to the Community Focus family.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And Radio Family, I know you are continuing to do great things in our community as we are getting a new year underway. So please, it continues when I say keep up the great work. Thank you for the fine company. And thank you for being right here every weekend to hear about good people like Chrissy Faison, who are doing some incredibly good things in our communities. That will officially wrap up another weekend edition of Community Focus. So indeed, until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this wonderful weekend. Take care.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.